have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I've been hurting with pain inside. I've had trouble on every hand. So many days I could barely stand. My hands got tired of holding on. Felt like I just could not go on. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. There's been times when I could not see. I had to cry myself to sleep. I've had people to walk away. I've been put down for my mistakes. And there's been times when I felt alone. I've had to walk some lonely roads. But every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost let go, God has kept me. No. I wanted to throw the towel in. Didn't want to cry, didn't want to pray. Throw my hands in the air, just walk away. God never left me, never let me go. His grace and mercy always held me close. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost let go, time I almost let go, God has kept me.
Hallelujah. Every time I was gonna let go, God has kept me. Well, thank you and welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I am ecstatic. The Lord has blessed us all to see another day, another hour, another minute in Him. I am ecstatic to know He loved us so much. His grace and His mercy is ever compassionate. I want you to praise God on that alone. It is an amazing blessing that no one could give us but Him, and for that we are eternally grateful. Listen, I'd like to welcome you to the Just For You podcast. It is such a blessing to be with you on today. If this is your first time listening in, we want to share with you what Just For You is all about. But I just greet you in the name of Jesus. We send a shout out to every listener listening in on today, to our CEO and our founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. God bless you and our Elation Radio family. And to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., God bless you. And to our guest on today, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. We're looking forward to sharing with her on today. And of course, to the guest of honor, the one who makes it possible, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and our Abba Father, for hearing and making all things possible on today. We honor you on today. So listen, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, let me share what Just For You is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategy to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Again, you're welcome. Grab a pen. Get your Bibles. We have an exhortation every week that we give to give honor to God and the Word of God to apply in our lives. We want to utilize this Word to get us closer to God that He may be glorified and lifted up. Listen, I hear a lot of people say, He knows my heart. But here is the problem. Knowing our heart and living His life is a whole different ballgame. So before we begin our exhortation, we're going to begin with a word of prayer, asking Him to come in to have His way. He knows the thoughts of every listener. He knows what the Word is going to do. He knows all, and we want Him to lead, guide, and direct us as we go forth. Amen. So will you join me in a word of prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Abba Father, we call on You right now, asking You to come into the podcast. Have Your divine will and way. Lead, guide, and direct. Touch every listener listening in as we begin to share the Word even the more. We recognize the hour has come. And Lord, we know that You are up to amazing things in our lives. So God, we give You honor, praise, and glory for all that You've done. We thank You, but yet what we don't know, and know that You are in control. We thank You, oh God, for keeping us and for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, bringing us to this point, being able to share Your Word, being able to live for You. And Father, for those who don't know You or maybe struggling in their faith, we lift them before You, God, asking You to touch, have mercy, have Your way on today. Bless this podcast, oh God. Bless those that are listening live and those that will hear the replay. Bless our special guest, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Lord, let Your will be done in her life, in her ministry, her business, all that she is called to do. And Lord, we bless You for all that You have spoken. Every promise is yes and amen. Every promise is yes and amen. And we thank you. We thank you for healing. We thank you for delivering. We thank you for saving on today. So to that one, God, that may be up in the air about their faith, may be up in the air about the decision to make, we ask for an urgency, God, in their spirit, that they may be drawn the closer to you, that they will have eternal life, oh God. When this life is over, we need something more than someone calling a name at a service. We need a place for our souls. So we're asking, oh God, that you save on today and that your perfect will be done. Forgive us all of our sins and we forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me, agreeing and decreeing and declaring on today. On today, we're going to be studying very shortly from the book of John. We're going to be studying John 12, and we're going to begin at the 23rd verse, and we're talking about the hour is come. Have you ever came to a place in your life where you knew something was about to take place, and you could feel the anticipation leading up to what was coming? I want you to review in your life today all of the things God has brought you through. But at that moment before he brought you through, there was this time of anticipation, of waiting, of believing, of holding on, if you will, until the hour had come. I want you to see in the word what happened when this time came concerning Jesus. We are preaching, teaching, living Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. So we want you to listen to this word. It says, and Jesus answered them, and this is the King James Version, and Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Let me stop right there. For those of you that listen to the podcast, you know I often talk about fruit. What does he mean when he talks about fruit? What is he referring to? He is referring to productivity. He is referring to multiplication. He is referring to aspects of this gospel in our lives being shown, displayed, and given that someone else would know he is Lord. We want to make sure that you understand on today that there is a God that loves us and cares about us, and he wants us not only to receive him as Lord and Savior, but to live for him. What does that mean, to live for him? That means that we shouldn't just receive him as Lord and nobody know it. It means that we are to multiply in our faith of sharing this gospel that others would be saved and come into the kingdom of God. That is something that we must examine when we say yes to the Lord. And there are ways to bring others to the kingdom of God. But in your gifts, in your life, there are various aspects God will use as someone will know what the kingdom of God is all about. These are things that we're going to examine in this passage that he will show us and get the glory out of his life by us understanding it, reading it, and living it. Let's go back. On 24, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. It's a seed that will bear. Hallelujah. 25. He that loveth life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. He's talking about living salvation, following this gospel, not just giving the preacher your hand, not just running down the aisle saying, Lord, save me, but what do you do after then? Is it a life that we just claim just there and there alone, or do we do something more? Where does the multiplication and the bearing of fruit? I know, and you know, that when we learn something, we're able to do more. So in this word, he's letting us know to mindfully put ourselves in the word, mindfully to understand living this life isn't just houses, cars, gaining and receiving all these things in the materialistic world, but what is it for your soul? What are we doing to feed ourselves spiritually? Are we just thinking it up? Are we just doing what we want to do? Are we following what this gospel has shown us through the life of our elder brother, Jesus? Are we following the same things he taught? Are we following what the gospel is teaching us? And what it's teaching us is not to run after every and all things that will not go in and inherit into the kingdom realm. Listen, what we're given here to do on this earth is to be used of God, to serve, to allow his perfect will to be done in our lives. What does that look like? Being humble, for one, being able to hear his voice, to pray over our decisions, to make decisions based on his word as a believer, not just jump into things because it feels good or it looks good and it yields this or yields that. Yes, we ought to be goal-oriented, but goals without God are just goals. We want the super on top of our natural to be able to fulfill his will. So it goes back to the question, are we living according to this gospel? So this is what he's saying. If we're loving life more than we're loving his word and following his precepts and doing his perfect will, are we living at all? Amen. Are we living at all? 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now, let's stop and talk about honor. We want to know that honor first goes to God. Whatever I do in my life, I don't want to take it for granted that it is me. This flesh will fail. There's no good thing in the flesh. But when I allow my Father into my world and give him all the honor, he is the guest of honor in everything we do. It is that honor that because I serve him and you serve him as a believer, that he is pleased. Not only will he honor you, hallelujah, but we must follow the examples. So in other words, when we give our life to the Lord, it isn't just shaking the preacher's hand. It isn't just accepting the Lord wherever you may be, because you may not be in a sanctuary. Maybe you're in the comfort of your home and you have just said, Lord, I can't do anything else. I need you. Help me come into my life. I receive you. And the Bible tells us in Romans 10:9-10 that we are not only to believe in our heart, but confess with our mouth. So we must follow what he's teaching us. 27. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Let me read it again. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, for this cause came I unto this hour. Listen, have you ever felt like, Lord, save me? Listen, we get it twisted. We believe that Jesus was ever eternal. He had no emotions or feelings, but the word is specific on several occasions. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane when he kept saying, if there be any other way, I love you, God. Have you ever heard a I love you, God, in your soul, and yet still feel like, Lord, save me. Help me. I need your help. I can't make it without you. And the Lord is hearing your cry. He knew what Jesus must do. He knows what we must go through. But it doesn't stop pain at times when we go through it. It does not stop the hour of feeling like there is something heavy upon you. I want to encourage you. If Jesus himself went through these pains, went through these situations, what makes us, because we come into the body of Christ, we will have no pain. We will have no suffering. We will have nothing. We will not be a phony, fake people. We live in God. And with God, he is the ruler. He is in control. He knows what it takes for us to get from point A to point B. So what is he saying to us? Listen to the example of Jesus. He cried out. The word of God said he wanted him to save him. He wanted him to save him. Lord, have mercy. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said, the voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Oh, hallelujah, right there. It came for our sakes. When you think about the sacrifice Jesus made, when you think about how you're going through, I want you to put your mind in this passage that says the hour is come. We will face some things in this life that will cause us to cry. We will face some things in this life that will cause us to hurt. It will cause us to suffer. But whatever it is, he will be glorified if we stay right there. I'm encouraging you today. I don't care what life will bring your way. Stay right there. Jesus knew the hour was coming. Jesus knew as we celebrate the upcoming Resurrection Sunday, he knew that there would be more than just a hallelujah that was going to come out of what he had to do. It's a warning for us to understand being in your life with him. It's going to be more than shouting. It's going to be more than running. It's going to be more than doing the things that bring us joy. It's going to require some sort of pain and suffering. And in that hour, he reminds us that the voice from heaven, it came down. It was not because of him, but for our sake. So every time the enemy tries to make you believe when you go through something or something is coming that's anticipated. Maybe you've gotten a doctor's report and you got to go to that appointment to get your results. I want to remind you today that the word said it wasn't for his sake and because of him, it was for your sake that he's going to walk through in that appointment with you. Perhaps you have to go and maybe you're facing a divorce and got to go into a courtroom, but you're saved and you understand maybe you didn't even want the divorce. It is in that hour that Jesus will walk through the doors with you and he will heal and he will deliver. I want you to know if your money is low and you're thinking about all the bills and you can't figure out where the money's coming from, I I want you to remember the hour is come. The bill is going to still be due. But don't you know he's a God that never misses a deadline? He's a God that hears and answers prayer, even if you have to wait on him. I'm going to say this. Wait, I say, on the Lord and be of good courage. Don't you worry yourself another day, because the hour is coming. The hour is coming. And you're going to have to face some stuff you didn't want to face. You're going to have to walk through some doors you may not want to walk through. But when it's said and done, no, you are not alone. No, Jesus himself had to go through the same process, and he had the same host of heaven with him. And if it was for him and you're connected to him, then it is also for you. Hallelujah. 31. Hallelujah. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Let me summarize this by saying, when the hour came, he knew it was coming, but he had me and you in mind. He wanted to make sure we had it recorded that he felt some type of way. He felt some type of way when he had to cry out, save me, to a father that sent him on assignment. I need to encourage you, if you're walking in ministry, there's going to be an hour that's going to come when life don't seem to treat you well, when things may happen, but God is still God. I say, welcome to ministry, because if you believe ministry is simply dressing up and preaching a sermon, going out from here to there, you've got it all wrong. There is a sack that comes with serving. It is called being humble. It is called being on your face. It is called putting the time in and hearing from your Father his will. And his will may not always match what we or you or I or anybody may want to do. It matches what the word says. And the word never lies to us. Therefore, we should never lie to an individual coming into the kingdom of God. I will not tell you every day is going to be rosy, because it will not. The word of God clearly states there will be long suffering. At some point in your life, it's coming. But the question is, when it comes, what will you do? Nonetheless, not thy will, my will, but thy will be done. Let me clarify. Not my will, but thy will be done. Do we have a let thy will be done spirit, or do we feel we must do it the way the world has positioned us? Here in this passage, the Bible clearly lets us know, if you love the world, you're not going to inherit the kingdom like you think you are. You have to subdue your flesh, your thoughts, your mindset to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is about serving. And when we serve, yes, he will bless. Yes, he will do for us. But our goal is to build the kingdom of God. What does that look like? Souls. Because it should be a joy to follow the example Jesus gave. He didn't go into this world by himself, being solo bolo. He went with 12 disciples. He imparted into each of them. He made sure that they had what was needed, that after he left, they could sustain. If you are living in this life, my question to you on today is, when the hour cometh, who is left to sustain if you should go away? That doesn't mean death. It doesn't mean sickness. But for whatever reason, if you're not in position, who can carry this gospel on? Will it be your children? Will it be your co-workers? Will it be your sisters and brothers in Christ? Will it be a stranger you met on the street. Who will carry this gospel that the kingdom may be built? The hour is come that the body of Christ positions itself to fulfill the will and the work of him who sent us. There will be a declaration in the earth of who really rules. It is our job each and every day through our ups, our downs, our struggles, our sicknesses, afflictions that will not last, everything that we're facing when the hour comes, are we allowing God to be glorified? Thought about going through your trials, tribulations, it will glorify him in the way you allow him to be glorified. What is your stance? What are you saying? Are you saying he is God? He reigneth? He is Lord of lords and King of kings? Or are you merely saying, I'm going through this. This ain't what it is. I can't do that. You're giving everything opposite of what the word of God says. There's no glory for him in that. But I will encourage you. I dare you in the midst of your hour when you were choosing to go through this trial. I thank you for being with me that victory is not. It is what we say, believe, according to our faith that will please you. So the summation is this. What will you do when your hour comes? What will you do when the next trial faces you? When the next trouble finds you? What will you do? Will you stand on the word and believe him? Or will you try to handle it yourself? And let me say this. When you handle things in your flesh, you're going to get a fleshly result. But I dare you to go into the word of God and take a word and put on that thing and believe God. You're going to get a heavenly result. See, I want heaven to cry out for me, just like it did for Jesus. There's a point in your life when you walk with him. Heaven, you ain't got to tell nobody. Heaven will cry out for you. It will speak to your situation and things must change. One last question. Whose hand is your hand in when the hour will come? Is it in the world or is it in the Lord? Only you can choose and decide. And I'm going to say this. Make sure your choice counts. Because you're the only one that can make it. He will not come and shake this earth up on your behalf just to make sure you serve. What he will do is send Christian laborers. He will give you the word. He will send everything across your path that you know there is an option. So there will be no man, woman, boy, or girl that will stand before him and say, I never heard the word. Nobody ever told me. That would not be true because the word says he won't come back until this gospel has been preached to every man, woman, boy, and girl. So when you make comment, make sure you're clear because you're speaking either falsely or righteously for the kingdom. So I pray this word has encouraged you, has strengthened you, has given you food for thought, has given you strength in this hour to know what will you do when the hour, what will you do? I am so grateful that God is in position to do exactly what is needed in each of our lives. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to take the time to figure out what is needed for you. Needed for you. He has what you need at your fingertips. He has what you need at your fingertips. It's called the Word of God. Don't just take a halfway relationship, because we don't want a halfway relationship. If you meet someone and you fall in love, you don't want to be the only one saying you love them. Amen. You don't want to be the only one that says you love them. We don't want to do that to God. So I encourage you today to let your life be in him. If you don't know him, get closer to him. Don't just go to church, pray, read your Bible, seek the face of God. He's coming back. And the word says this, he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. That means you've done all you could to live this gospel, that you would have eternal life according to his word. Be encouraged on today. Be healed on today. Be strengthened on today. God is and forever will be our Abba Father in relationship with him. I thank you so much for listening to this week's exhortation, and we pray not only has it encouraged you, strengthened you, but will give you the power to press forward in Jesus' name. At this time, we're excited. We have a very special guest that is with us on today. She is a woman of God, a powerhouse in her own right. She is a woman that speaks boldly about the kingdom of God. And I thank God for her as being our sister. She's a part of our Elation family, and we love her dearly. She's an author. She is a pastor. Oh, my God. She is a wife and a mother. She is what God has given us in this hour, and we're grateful to have her on. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. God bless you on today, woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Well, we're waiting just to see what is going to take place. Are you there, my sister? Hallelujah. Well, listen, we're going to wait for them to cue her in. We're asking God to move and to have his being in our lives on today. He is so amazing. He is wonderful. And we're thankful that he is God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Great evening. Great evening, Pastor Michelle. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes, he is. We're so grateful you could be here with us on today. Certainly there is such amazing work that you do in the kingdom. And I'm so honored to be your sister. Kimmy and I and our Elation family adore you. I am super excited for the work that you're doing on this hour, in this hour. Amen. So for those that don't know you, and we're talking about you as this great woman of God, would you share with them your ministry, as well as we're going to talk about your project that you have going and what's coming up on Good Friday. So would you share with them who you are?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for this opportunity, woman of God. I want to thank you also for being my sister's keeper. You know, you got my back. When I can't make something, you make it up for me. So I thank God that we are working together for the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So this evening, everybody, I want to say great evening to you all. I am Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. I am one of the founding pastors of Forever Flowing Ministries Prophetic Deliverance Center here in in the great city of Mobile, Alabama. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for my forever flowing family, my husband who is our bishop, amen, Bishop James Hunter. Amen. I thank God for him tonight, amen. And we're just so happy to be doing what God has called us to do, right? Amen. I am also the founder right now of a Body of Believers International Prayer Line, where we pray 7 days a week. I'm also the dean of Mobile, the campus. We have a Mobile satellite campus of the Hearts Bible Institute. Amen, University. And so if any of you who are desiring to go back to school to get whether your GED or your bachelor's or your master's or your PhD, your doctoral, whether it be doctoral of theology, divinity, or whatever have you, we have that program. We have the certifications of chaplaincy, life coach. Then you have relationship coach. You got all these grief counselors. We got so many things that are attached to those chaplaincy courses. So if any of you are interested, hit me up on Facebook. My Facebook name is Sylvia Hunter. Amen, amen. And so she wanted me to tell you about some things. Listen, I am just, I just put out a book some weeks ago called Keys to Successful Marriages. Amen. I do believe the Lord has placed a burden on my husband and I for kingdom marriages. And so this book is just to sharpen those of you who are married, even though, because, you know, sometimes we can be married. We have 32 and a half years of marriage and counting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we need to be sharpened in our marriages, because sometimes we, you know, some people can't stay married a whole year now. You know what I mean? And so before they jump ship. And I believe that when God allowed me to marry, I wanted to marry for the long haul, the longevity. I didn't come in and hit it and quit it. No, I came in for the long haul. So with that being said, woman of God, I know that you are married, and I thank God that we both honor marriages as God does, right? And so I'm going to stop and let her see what she want to say. But this book, y'all need to hit me up. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to do a book signing. Amen. In May, but you can go ahead. I have some on hand. We're having negotiations with Amazon, Walmart, and I think Barnes and Nobles. I think that's what she said. But anyway, if you are interested in one of these books, listen, hit me up. Amen. And I will sign your copy, honey. I will give you an autographed copy for your repertoire. But listen, it is very relatable. It doesn't have all those huge, big words in it where you can't understand, or every time you read it, you got to go get a dictionary. It is very relatable, but it is needed for such a time as this. It will remind you, even for those that are married, for those who lost their husbands or who lost their wives, it'll remind you what to do when you're in love. It will remind you how to go back first to God, right, because he ordained marriages. So it'll take you back from, you know, from the beginning all the way to where we are right now. And I believe, God, that this will be a bestseller. And all I wanted to do is get in the right hands so that we'll have long life in marriages like God ordained for us to have. Amen. Hallelujah. It's back in your hands, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Well, I just have a few questions, because you said something specific, and it is so that people need to understand what real marriage is. You mentioned that it's not to just enter into, you know, we hear this at weddings, you don't enter into it unadvisedly. So let's start right there. So in this book that you've written, tell us how important counseling is prior to the marriage, that a person would understand, not to just jump in. Somebody say, I love you, let's just get married. Talk about that for us, with us for a moment, please.
Amen. Well, you know, there are some pastors who do pastoral counseling for married couples, right? But let me say this, y'all, I'm not, you know, I'm one of these kind of people. I just believe God. I don't care about all of this and all of that. I believe God. So what I will say, we can go back in the Bible. Who was that? You remember when Ruth and Naomi? Do you not know that there were women in the Bible when they when their husband saw them working? Come on here. See, what I try to tell y'all, y'all husband ain't going to see you in the house. He need to see you out there working, right? He see you, a man knows whom his wife is before, listen, he ain't even got to be with her and physically. He don't even have to be in her presence. He can look at her for the first time and know that that's his wife or not. Now, this is me.
Amen.
But, you know, you got a lot of people say, well, you got to go to counseling. No. If you in the Holy Ghost and God show you your wife, he revealed to you who your wife is, it is your job to go ahead and get that thing started. Yes. God, you're going to need God to help you throughout the marriage. We all do. But now, counseling is not for everybody. Let me say that, because you have a lot of men who does not want to sit down and listen to another man tell them how they should run their marriage or tell them if they're a good fit or not. I go by the Holy Spirit. If it's a God thing off the rip, you're going to be all right. Amen. But if you're trying to, if you're forcing this marriage, and if you're trying to make your leaders say, counsel us so that our leaders can say, this is your husband, or, you know, then you, that's still wrong. And also, we have to understand that, glory to God, we have to understand that every man that you see, ma'am, that's not your husband. Sometimes he's just your assignment.
Yes, ma'am. Minister.
He's just your assignment. And sometimes we get it confused because the Lord said, go over there and help him build. He's in a bad place in his spirit, man, because his wife left him. She left the church. They're divorced. The church seemed to be going down because there is no life, and he's in a bad place. God said, go. I want you to go. I want you to pray over him. I want you to pray in his ministry. I want you to keep him covered for so many days. I want you to feed him the word of the Lord. Now, in your own flesh, you say, like, Lord, but wait a minute, is this the man that I've been asking for? He has all of the attributes. And then because he has the attributes, you are pushing yourself. You're doing past what God told you to do. And God said, go and do and leave. You want to stay extra because you think that's your husband. And what happened is God has a permissive will and he has the perfect will. Because you want it so bad and you're praying so bad, God said, okay, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to allow you to have this just to show you that I'm looking down the long haul while you're looking at what you presently see. So now you're brushing up on this man. And now you're in the church. Now people think you the first lady and the man had even given you a ring. You're fixing dinner for this pastor because you want him to be your husband, but God never ordained that. So now you're trying to force yourself on the pastor. And guess what? You don't call this man to fail. He has sinned with you. Now he has fallen again because your job was only that to build him up and to leave, not to build him up and go in his bed. So we missed the assignment. You didn't understand your assignment. Now you have called him to err with God. So now you're in trouble with God, right? So people of God, don't be so quick, women. Women, wait on God. Wait on God to send you your husband, right? And when it's a God thing, that man is going to come to you correct. I'm talking to the women of God. If you can hear, those that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. God don't want you around here prancing yourself around in his face, trying to get in his bed, in between the sheets, under the sheets, on top of the sheets. Well, you need to be in the word. The woman just talked about it. What are you going to do? Hallelujah. When the world's on fire, where are you going to run? Where are you going to hide? You got to make a conscious decision. For God, I live. For God, I die. Stop playing with yourself. Stop playing with people and get yourself right with God. And as far as your husband, men know they're visual. When the men see their wife, they automatically know. It should never take a man 18 months before he marry you. Now, I do understand. In the 18 months, he need to be paying your bills off, finding out what you need, making sure everything that you had before him is done away with. Every bill that you had, every problem that you had is solved. Even your house, getting your house caught up, everything that you need done, it should be done in those 18 months. Because if a man come to you to marry you, he must be able to put you in a house. He must be able to take care of you. Your husband should be your priest, your prophet, your provider and your protector. And if he ain't doing those things, then he ain't the one. Wait on it. Wait on the right one. And so as far as counseling, I don't see anything wrong with counseling. But for some people go to counseling just for the leaders to say that ain't the one. That men love it. They love when your pastor say, oh, he ain't the one. Because one thing about me, I'm going to tell you to seek God first. Come back and tell me what God said. Because I need you to be convinced in your own mind. Because, see, sometimes you say, my pastor just don't want me to get married. Baby, it ain't that. I want every spiritual daughter of mine to have a kingdom marriage. I want them to have kings, you know, one that will take care of them and stuff. I'm talking about one that just hit it and quit it and they got 2 and 3, 4, 5, 6 concubines or side chicks or half a meal, a slice of a meal, a piece of a meal. No, we need them to have the whole package, which is you. But if their minds are not intact, if their minds are not ready to marry, then they're going to just be out there doing whatever they want to do. So counseling is good. And you should have. I love to counsel people. But by the time I counsel them the first time, they don't want to come back. Because I'm not going to play with them. Their soul is at stake, right? Their soul is at stake, and you can't be out here having your wife and all these other women. You're going to have to let everything secret go. If it's a secret society, a secret organization, if you're in the Alpha and Omega and all the Kappa Alpha side and all of that, you got to let the Greek go. Come on here. You got to let the Freemasonry go. You got to let all that go. You cannot be in God to be all in that secret stuff. No. Because everything secret going to be what? Revealed. Come on, somebody. It's hallelujah. Come on, woman of God. I hope I answered your question.
And you know what? I thank God for you. And the reason I brought up counseling is exactly what you said. If the ear doesn't have an ear to hear, the Bible says first to go to godly counsel. You can't go to someone that's drunk, someone that's high, someone that's out here living any kind of way, and ask them what you need to do to get married. Now, people say, oh, well, they've been married a long time. Well, there are marriages, like you said, that are permissive. But let's go back to Naomi. See, the woman did, she did receive counseling. And this is another thing. We got to be careful of who we think is not qualified. Naomi had lost all her children. She lost them.
Right.
But yet she lived in a way that this woman wanted to entreat herself to be with her. And she listened to her and got her Boaz. I said that because, like you said, there are a lot of folks running around trying to do it their way. You'll never get someone of working God living the way you're living. But if you follow godly precept, you'll get exactly what you want. I love you, woman of God, because it's exactly what it is. The church needs to stop, or I won't say the church, people are seeking Jesus. They're seeking a real God. And in marriage, they're looking at you and your husband. It's, oh, they're a beautiful couple, this, that, and the other. But you've been very real, and I know you. I know you've been very real and transparent in your book to help them to understand not only what marriage is, but after you say, I do, you said it. What do you do afterwards? How do you store? Some people have been in love, but they don't date. Come on, I'm not going to touch that.
All right,
but they don't keep things inside their marriages that will help them to thrive. I'm not talking about looking married. I'm talking about thriving in the marriage. You said something else. I love the fact that you teach that a man should be prepared to marry a woman. It was written in the Bible. They had to have a dowry. They couldn't just go and get somebody and marry them. You had to come correct. And that is what is needed on today. But here we got a problem. So woman of God, tell us, when we find these men, and I know when they come into your doors, I know when you and your husband see a young man that has potential, you don't just let him believe that he should be the way he is. What must leaders do when men enter the church that are not fully prepared to be married? What is the job of the pastor and those that love them, that care about their soul, for them to take a wife?
Amen. Well, you know, sometimes they come in and some of them are not sure if they want to be married or not. But I believe, just like you said, when they come in, let them sit and glean. off of us. Mm-hmm. Let them sit and see us in action. And what you see with me is what you get. I'm not putting on no facades. I'm not going to do it for anybody. Listen here, I done bought this sense that I have, glory to God. I bought this sense, right? And I don't care what people say about me, because one thing for sure is we got to get out of what people think about us, because it's not about them, it's about him. Come on, it ain't about them, but it's about him and what he says about us and who he says that we are. But when they come in, we want to continue to teach Jesus. God told us to make sure that we build kingdom families. And so as far as that is concerned, when men come in, there are women in the church, all right? And so, you know, some of them do look, you know, they looking or whatever, but I want to know where their mind is. Where is their heart? Do you see yourself in the next 5 years being married? That's the question that I would ask. You know what I'm saying? I want to know where they are. And sometimes we pull them to the side, talk to them, and let them know, hey, you need, you know, talk to us about anything. We're here for you. And oftentimes when we say, for instance, they miss a Sunday or whatever, after they've been coming periodically, we're going to call and check up. You good? You good? We want to make sure you're good. You know what I'm saying? People need to know somebody is backing them and pushing them, right? And not to just be, you know, they need to know they got somebody that they can talk to, right, that they can look up to. And so once we find out that they want to be married, you know, we just offer everything that we do. I have a relationship one-on-one classes, and we're about to get back in, online with that. Amen. We got little things that we do. I have classes where they can, it's a question and answer. Well, we can talk we can talk adult talk, grown folks talk after hours. It's after hours, meaning that don't come here trying to be churchy. We want to know, because get down to the nitty gritty. Because some people, some men and women are dealing, hallelujah, with these sexual demons at night. Come on here. And some of them that went in, real mashanda bushaya. So we need to get down to the nitty gritty, and so that we can help them right where they are. We're not trying to go above where they are. We want to help them right where they are. They're dealing with the incubus and the succubus spirit. Some of them right now dealing with, you know, they watching that porn. And I tell everybody, get the porn out of your bedroom, because it is it will cause you to stay in divorce court, right? So we have to deal with these issues. You know, some people have a spirit of lust on them, and they lusting after everything but what they need to be lusting after, right? And so we have to deal with them right where they are. But after we begin to deal with them, we begin to teach them godly principles as it pertains to marriage. Not as it pertains to Sylvia and Bishop Hunter, but as it pertains to marriage, because they need to know the godly principles that he has set and ordained, hallelujah, before the foundation of the world, for us and for us to follow. And I just believe, God, woman of God, that God is bringing in the men in this hour. And as women are on the front line, our prayer need to stay for the male seed. Every day we need to be praying for the male seed, because God is bringing them out of prison. He's bringing them out of jail. He's bringing them out of whatever kind of institution, whether it be a mental institution. He's bringing them home to their kingdom families. God is getting ready to align them back, to realign some and to align some back, because they got bamboozled, hoodwinked. Somewhere down the line, they lost their way, and God is restoring them. He's bringing restoration to the families, where the husbands will get back with their wives. Hallelujah. And there shall be a whole dynamic shift in the family. And I'm telling you, some of y'all husbands are in the bed with the strange woman. God is getting them up out of the bed. He's uprooting them from the strange woman. I'm trying to tell you, they're on their way home. So y'all receive them when they come. Don't make them feel bad. They feel bad enough. They know that they were wrong. Amen. So when they come, ask God to help you to receive them. Ask God to help you love them again, wives. Pray before they enter in. So when they enter in, that shall be a smooth transition instead of a fight every day. You're not, God ain't sending them home for y'all to fight every day. He's sending y'all home to rekindle the fire that you once had and to make it better than it's ever been. Hallelujah. Back in your hands, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I honor you, woman of God, because this is what we need to understand. Is so many times when people have taught, hey, you know what, they messed up, gone and get them. But the Bible says, how many times have I, and we're not talking about abusive marriages. We're not saying somebody that's beating you to death, that you're supposed to just allow them to kill you. What we're saying is to seek the face of God. And when God says to let them come home, you do exactly what you said, for them to be prayed over. Because here's the fruit of a good marriage. It's going to be tested. If in your 32 years, in my 25 years, marriages will be tested. It may not always include infidelity, but it's going to include something to test the marriage. The true understanding of a godly marriage is to stand through your trials and tribulations.
Yes.
And this is how our great-grandparents and grandparents stayed married 60 years. It wasn't that they were foolish. They understood what the covenant offered. And listen, you said something key. And that's why I asked about men coming into the church. Because sometimes when the church has more women than men, we already know the heart to be married. Women are seeking their husband. But if that man is not ready, he needs to be taught. He needs to be loved on. He needs to understand what marriage is so that the pastors that are over them are accountable for the life he lives with that wife.
Amen.
We cannot allow people to just enter into the doors any old kind of way. Don't correct them. Just let them do for a check or for a dollar. The devil is a lie. We
are accountable
as pastors. We are accountable to make sure the word is given. And I thank God for you on today, because there's not a dollar bill that can sell our anointing. Because if you allow money to destroy you, it will destroy and touch everything you got. And this is what people are not understanding. The marriage is a sacred relationship with God.
Yes.
He didn't ask
us
to enter into it unadvisedly. So take heed, men, women. I want you to take heed on today. Don't be so quick to marry without seeking God. Don't be so quick to marry without having influence of godly influence couples in your life. You should be able to watch somebody and say,
come on.
They have godliness, longevity, and they love one another.
I love
you, woman of God.
I love you
and I appreciate and honor your husband and the work that you all are doing, because it is needed. It is needed for the body of Christ. And here's what I'm going to say. It's needed even more so for those that don't even know him yet. When they come in contact with someone that's in contact with God, this is the greatest thing that we can do. Not tell them nothing but live it. When they see your husband holding your hand, when they see opening your door, when they see talking affectionately to you. You know, I want to say this, and I'm going to let you close out with it, but let me say this. I remember growing, and I say this all the time, growing up in the church, and I don't know what that thing was, but we never saw the pastor and his wife emotionally or physically connected. We only saw that on pastor's anniversaries. She's sitting in one chair next to him. Nine times out of ten, he was in the pulpit. She was in the pews. Not only that, but when they greet the people, sometimes they be together, sometimes they, but the image of marriage, and this is something that we got to pay attention to. If men don't see other men loving their wives, and they didn't get it in the home, it's not going to be easy for them to transition into being the husband of your dreams. They have to understand what love is. And I'm thankful for my husband. I say to God all the time, and even when things happen in our health, and the Bible says for better or worse, we can't just be ready to tuck our tails and run because someone isn't in the same condition as when we stood up, because it says a lot about you as an individual. So I thank you for giving us these nuggets on today, and we're certainly in support of your book, looking to get mine as well. And so I will be in touch with you, because I know marriage is something dear to my heart. We strive to do that with the couples around us, the younger couples. We want them to understand to stay married 25. Don't get it twisted. You're going to go through some things, but it's how a woman handles things and it's how a man understands that he's the king. You said it, the priest, they better understand. You ain't going to be so high and mighty you can't serve him. I serve my husband his place. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, I ain't going to bring him this plate. That's probably why you're not married. I ain't going to do this for him. He grown. He can do it for himself. Well, see, that's a mentality that you've been tricked by, because every now and then, you got to just learn to humble yourself and do
that's
the work that God calls you to do. And God will bless your home. He'll bless your
life.
He'll bless your finances. You can't be rich together if one of you don't want to do this and the other one. You're not even in agreement. You first
have
to learn what agreement is. So, woman of God, thank you. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing with us on today. If you would, please encourage this listening audience. Maybe they are not married. Maybe they're single. There is a word for them in preparation, too. Encourage the body, if you will, with what the Lord would give you to help encourage them to know that God hears and he answers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, I don't know how much time we have, amen, but I just want to say I thank you for having
me on. We have another 10 minutes, so yes,
okay,
please.
Wonderful.
Let
I thank you for having me on. Glory to God. And listen, you guys, Friday night, April the 15th, Good Friday.
Yes.
We are having Good Friday night service. It's still a part of our prophetic flow, prophetic fire. We're having that service at our ministry. In Mobile, Alabama, 463 Bayshore Avenue off Spring Hill Avenue. We are having church at 7 p.m. If you are anywhere in, you know, or anywhere in the surrounding areas, Louisiana, Florida, Pensacola, y'all close to us, anywhere in Upper Alabama or anywhere, Mississippi, y'all come on over and have a good time with us. We're having none other than Prophet Andre Williams from Lake Charles, Louisiana. He's a young man. I think he's 25, 26. But the young man is just, he just blesses my soul because I am a deliverance pastor. And he has a deliverance ministry along with his parents. And I mean, they just really have good church. And I bless the Lord that he's going to be with us on that night, April the 15th. And so if you guys can make it, come on out. Again, if you are interested in being a part of our school, inbox me and I'll send you any information that you need. If you would like a book, inbox me and I will send you any information that you need. And I just thank God, amen, for our Apostle Michelle. I'm going to say it. It's coming off my tongue. I'm not going to hold
right,
it.
Yeah.
And her husband and Dr. Kimmy Kim. We love Minister Kim.
Yeah.
Amen. She's a rock. Amen. She is our rock. Amen. And we're also on Clubhouse together, you guys.
Yeah.
So if you're listening tonight and I have not sent you a link to get on Clubhouse, whenever it's, I will send you a link every week. But when it's my time, I'm going to send you a link because I missed my week. But Apostle Michelle stood in the gap for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
She came on through.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
As sisters are supposed to, right? So I just bless God for you and your husband, and I speak bountiful blessings upon you. I thank God for what you're doing in the kingdom, and I thank God that he's getting ready to add unto you both right now. I have not seen, neither ears heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man what God has prepared for y'all. God says he's about to open up the floodgates of heaven. Hallelujah. And it's getting ready to rain right now. I hear the rain. The latter rain. I'm telling you, it's getting ready to rain in your lives. And God said there's some things he's getting ready to do for y'all. You ain't going to be able to tell it. Mm-hmm. People just going to have to see it. He said, He said, because there are so many that are watching. Some of them want your demise. But God said, not so. I've called you for it to be an end time prophet, and in time. So therefore, you are part of the remnant now. So everyone that is a part of the remnant, you're going to see them. And some of us may be preaching sick. Some of us may be preaching while bleeding. Some of us, but we're going to walk out our mandates and our kingdom assignments, come hell or high water. We're going to do what God has called us to do, whether you like it or not. You cannot curse where God is blessed, and you can't bless where God is cursed. And God called us blessed, so don't you touch it. You can't touch this. I'm telling you, in this hour, y'all will not be able to speak your little word curses. Y'all go back and get your money, because it ain't going to work. You can go to the root doctor. The spell ain't going to work. Come on here. I'm trying to tell you, get a piece of our hair. It ain't going to burn. I'm trying to tell you something. We are in a place with God. Well, all your little wicked poo stuff, is not going to work. And we thank God again for you guys inviting me. Amen. And I know I don't have that much voice, but what voice I have, I give it all to God. Amen. I yield my members to him. And every time I yield my members to him, he uses me. Even coming off of a sick bed, he will use you when you yield to him every time. He will show up on the bush, all time. I thank God for you again. Thank you for inviting me. I love you guys. God bless you.
I love you. And we thank God for you. Listen, you have just heard from Dr. Apostle Sylvia Tony, and we just honor to her and her husband and the work that they are doing. If you have heard, and I know that you have on today, that this gospel is for you too. We don't just speak it, preach it. We know that this gospel is available to you on today. If you don't know the Lord, I say it every week because the hour is nigh. The hour is come that we will walk in fellowship with him. And I want you to know to take every word you heard today and hold it in your heart. Ask God to give you wisdom and help you to live the life you are to live in him, that it may be all he called you to be. It is never too late. Run now, I say, to the Lord, because this is the time to come to him. There's coming an hour we won't be able to run and say, I am ready now, God, because he said when he come back, you won't have time. He said he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. So while you have your mind, while you have your heart, is conditioned, it is ready, it is willing, make the choice to give your life to him now. And we thank God for the souls that are coming in because they understand the hour is come. We thank God for Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter on today. I pray that the words that she spake has touched your life in such a way that when you look, if you're married, you'll change some things and be able to impart even the more, be imparted into, as Naomi did to Ruth, that you would have a blessed marriage. Please make sure you connect up with her on Facebook. Her name is Sylvia Hunter, that you may get her book and the resources and tools. If you're needing to go back to school, please connect up with her, that she will be able to provide those resources to you. Listen, we're coming to the close of another podcast. God has done immeasurably more than we could think or ask. If this that you know, this is your birthday, it's an anniversary, maybe a baby's born, something wonderful has happened to you, here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Maybe it's on the other end of the spectrum. Dr. Hunter talked about it. Maybe you're sick in your body. Maybe someone has passed on. Maybe you've received some bad news, lost a job. Whatever it is, we want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. Maybe if it not only has been that you have had those things happen, maybe you're in need. God is a supplier of all needs. I need you to be encouraged today that no matter what's going on in your life, even Jesus himself said, save me. He cried out and said, save me. There's nothing wrong with crying out. But after you cry out and after he bless you, make sure you stay right there. I want to also encourage you with these announcements. On this week, we want you to know we're all preparing, moving towards Resurrection Sunday. Let us govern our hearts, our minds. I often say this, and I want you to take it with the spirit I'm giving it to you, and that is, it's not just enough to give up your chocolate, not just enough to turn over the plate. If you're not turning it over with the set mindset that you are going to change, there must be something in this resurrection waiting period until that Sunday comes that you're giving up to make a better you in him. That's really what the fasting is all about. Get rid of the attitude. Get rid of those lusts. Get rid of those things that hold you hostage, that you can't serve him fully. That is what we're killing. We're laying it to rest that we resurrect up into what he wants us to be. So we know as individuals what those things are. Keep that in mind as you enter into Resurrection Sunday. If you are in need, there are some organizations that are willing to help you to get what you need. United Way St. Louis can be reached at 211. They offer referrals and resources and items to help you through a difficult time. Also, we have United Way St. Louis, and we also have Urban League St. Louis. That's ulstl.com. You can reach them for food. You can reach them for various programs. They have over 55 programs and soon including, if not inducted already, banking. There are various resources, tools you can get from UrbanLeagueSt.Louis.org. I also want you to check with your St. Louis County libraries. There are two programs that I want you to look into. We're coming to the close and the end of tax season. There are many libraries in the library system that are doing free tax returns, not just for seniors, but for low income. You will want to call them and look the numbers up for various locations under the St. Louis County Public Libraries. They will be able to give you the information of where they are in that process. They also have another program that is not much talked about, but if a woman is in need of feminine products, perhaps you've gotten an unexpected visit, and we all know what that is, and you are in need, desperate need of those products, you can call St. Louis County Library and receive those flow kits that they have for you, but you must call in advance. Again, that's St. Louis County Library. I want to let you know our organization, United Community Services, is in the midst of our Katydid sale. It will close out on April the 11th. Again, that cutoff date is April the 11th. For more information, you can contact me, Michelle Wright, on Facebook. If you'd like to get in contact with me and you have a community announcement that is coming up, please send it to me. You can inbox me on Facebook at Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I'll be happy to get those and to get those for you to read for the audience. Also, I want to let you know on Monday nights, you can find Pastor Don and myself on Facebook Live at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. And please make sure on Fridays, meet us at the club. That is none other than Clubhouse, where you will find all of my Alicia sisters and our founder, visionary, and CEO. That would be Kimmy Robinson, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Please join us every Friday night, and we will be giving more information as we are approaching Resurrection Sunday. There may be a little change to the schedule because we will have Good Friday coming up, and also there might be another planning session, so keep that in mind. We will inform you of the dates for the Friday night sessions that will be taking place. This Friday, you can meet us at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Clubhouse, where we will come and we will minister as a team. So please meet us there on Clubhouse. If you do not have the app, please download it, or you can reach any of us that are listed for the team, and we'll be glad to send you a link that you can join our From Ashes to Beauty Clubhouse group, and we would love to have you. And if you have any heartfelt prayer requests that you want for us to agree and pray with you, please inbox them to Michelle Wright on Facebook. I'll be more than happy to pray for you, pray with you, and I love you on today. Well, that concludes our announcements for today. We thank God for you listening in. We want to remind you to hold the word deep in your heart. Please continue to pray for our Elation Radio as God is enlarging territories. He's given our visionary a strong plan. Please keep Dr. Kimmy Robinson lifted up and all of those that are on the air with our various podcasts that you can hear on most digital platforms. Check them out. Look under Elation Radio and then your podcast that you want to listen to. We would appreciate it. And also, just continue to pray for us as we continue to do this Just For You podcast. We desire and thank you for your prayers. And we are going to pray out, Lord willing. If you have any questions, you can reach me book under Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can email me, leadingwright@gmail.com. Leading like you're leading someone, right? My last name, and then @gmail.com, and we'll be glad to take care of those situations. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for what you've done, and thank you for what you're going to do in the lives of the listeners. We praise you, oh God, for being who you are. We thank you for what we've heard. And God, may it apply to our lives in a way that will glorify you. We're asking that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others. Meet every need of every listener listening in. Touch a home, touch a mind, touch a heart, that those things that we are praying about will come into fruition, oh God. Manifest on today in the name of Jesus. The woman of God said many husbands may be returning home. Relationships are being reestablished. God, we ask that you will continue to work with the hearts and the minds, that those marriages will be fruitful, oh God. We pray for the wounded heart of someone that is divorced or someone who has had a broken heart. Heal on today, God. You're able to do it. You're able to make a way out of nowhere. You're able to give us what we need if we call upon the name of the Lord, and we're calling on you now. We're asking, God, not only that you forgive us of our sins, but give us a heart to forgive others. Let us not walk in error with you, thinking things are all right because we're praying, but we're not forgiving. Teach us how to forgive, oh God, and teach us how to love, that things will be well in all of our worlds. And I thank you, oh God, for everything, every trial, every tribulation. We don't want to just give you a hallelujah praise for what you're doing that feels good. We want to thank you for everything that is good. The Bible says, and we know all things work together for good to those who love you and are the called according to your purpose, God. Hallelujah. I felt it. Your purpose, God. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please meet us again here at the Just For You podcast. I want you to meet us here, Lord willing, on Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please hold these announcements that you've heard. Govern them. Go back and listen to them if you didn't catch them all. But please support. Don't forget to get in contact with Dr. Sylvia Hunter for her book, her schooling resources, what you need. We thank you in advance. God bless you for listening in on today. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. God bless you. Until next time. Hallelujah.
Let us not be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk with us in every situation, whatever you may be going through. Don't be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk with you.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. I need Jesus.
going in for this time and forevermore. Be my keeper and my friend.